Pastor. Amen. Well, I appreciate the singing tonight. If you enjoyed the singing, say amen.
Amen.
I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. It's good to be back in High Point Baptist Camp Meeting. I'm doing something this week I've never done here. I've never had the second week. And so I know some of you's tired, amen. But I guarantee you something. If you'll just pray for me, I won't be long-winded this week. But I do want to mind the Lord. I've drove further than every one of you tonight. And so I certainly want what the Lord has for me this week. And it's good to see a lot of our old friends here. And boy, isn't God good to us. I mean, the Lord's been good to us. And so I bless Him for it. Somebody said the Lord can't do nothing nowadays. Well, He's still saving old sinners. And He's still encouraging saints, and He's still keeping us till He sounds the trumpet. And so I'm glad that I'm in His hand and in His care tonight. Amen. If you have a Bible with you this evening, if you'd turn with us to the book of Malachi, chapter number 3, I'd like to start reading tonight in verse number 1. Malachi, chapter number 3. Verse number 1. Oh, how we need preaching in these days. A little preaching not going to hurt us tonight. Our country's in the shape it's in, not because of hard preaching, because of lack of preaching. And I've been at Liberty Baptist Church, be 22 years this Christmas. And I'm going to tell you something. God's done amazing things. In spite of me, God's done some amazing things. And I'm blessed tonight to be able to open the Word of God and see with a set of eyes, handle it with my hands, and have the voice to proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus tonight. The book of Malachi, chapter number 3 and verse number 1, it said, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he's like a refiner's fire, like fuller's soap. He shall set as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." Verse 5. "I'll come near to you to judgment. I'll be swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, against false swearers, against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Verse 12. "And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against you? Ye've said, it is vain to serve God." And what profit is it that we've kept His ordinance, that we've walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? Now we call the proud happy. Yeah, they that work wickedness are set up. Yeah, they that tempt God are even delivered. Father, we love You tonight. We thank You for the grace of God that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank You for the songs of Zion that's been sung tonight. I thank You, Lord, for this camp meeting and how our hearts has been blessed in the days that You've allotted for me to be here. I want to thank You for tonight. God, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know where we are tonight. And I pray now that You'd let preaching be easy. Oh, Spirit of God, I need You. Holy Ghost, I ask You to help me to be a blessing tonight. If it be one here lost, I pray You deal with their heart. Oh, Lord, we'll be careful to honor You and give You the right of way. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen and amen. I'm interested tonight in Malachi chapter 3, and I want to pull a text verse and I want to preach out of the chapter tonight. He said, it is vain to serve God. It is vain to serve God. Now, this word vain, you know what they were talking about? They were talking about that it was without real significance. They were saying that to serve God was of no value nor any importance. But I got a lot better story to tell than that tonight. I want to say that it pays to serve God. Now notice in your Bible in chapter 3 verse 1, there was a preaching Baptist. The Bible said, behold, I will send My messenger, and he shall prepare the way before Me. I want to thank the Lord for some preaching Baptists. I realize we're not the only ones that's going to heaven tonight, but my Bible says that the only one that is going to heaven is those that know God's Son, who is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm glad that God has called some preaching Baptists. Oh my, John the Baptist was a dandy. Friend, there was not many like John the Baptist. You say, is it vain to serve God? No, thank the Lord for preaching Baptists. You say, how come? You say he was a preaching Baptist. Well, in John 1 and 1, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God,
even to them that believe on His name. I'm glad tonight that it still pays to serve God. I'm glad there's still some preaching Baptists. The Bible teaches us to have basic preaching. I'm glad it's still the cross tonight. The Bible tells us to have balanced preaching. We ought to preach the whole counsel of God. God still saves old sinners. If a man's not saved by the grace of God, hell will be his home. This Bible's still right. God still works through the local church. He don't bypass the family of God. And we need to get back to preaching in this day and this hour. I say hallelujah. It does pay to serve God. Now, is it vain to serve God? What about the preaching Baptists? But number two, look in verse 13. What about the prominent bad mouthing? You say, what are you saying? Well, there was a group of people, and they must have been from Georgia, because folks in Georgia have a tendency to bad mouth God. You'll notice in Malachi 3 and verse number 13, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? You've said it is vain to serve God. I want to tell you, I don't want to be around that crowd that's a poor mouthing God tonight. God's been good to me. If anybody had a reason to blame God, Job had a reason. But Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Can I tell you, our God don't make any mistakes tonight. God set the moon in the sky. He hung every star where it is. God makes no mistakes. I've had good days. I've had bad days. But honey, on my worst day, the God of this Bible's blessed me. And He's blessed you. And He's coming back one day. Lift up your head, weary pilgrim, for your redemption draweth nigh tonight. There was a crowd that was a bad-mouthing God. God ain't been good to me. Is that right? If you're breathing tonight, you're breathing because the God of this Bible lets you breathe. If you got in here tonight, we ought to say, thank you, God. I realize we're in the last days, but listen to me. The gospel's still the good news. Jesus says the Holy Ghost still lives in us. We're sealed. Thank God. I'm glad the Lord has been good to me. I don't want to run around that crowd of bad-mouthing God, talking about how bad God has been. I'm going to tell you, if we're saved by the grace of God, our worst day's better than any day that the richest man in this world died and went to hell in his sins. I say, Lord, thank you for how good that you've been. I was raised in the country. We didn't have much in them days. But I tell you what we did have. We had a mom and a daddy that stayed together and loved each other in spite of who they were. In spite of the bills got big. in spite that the kettle went dry. I'm telling you, I'm glad tonight, even though the cow's a little dry, honey, the cows are coming home one day. Hey, and we're going to the barn. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, that He loves all of His little children. God's been bad to me. God ain't blessed me. Why should I sing, God ain't blessed me? Why should I say, somebody come to church, God's not done nothing for me? Friend, I'm going to tell you, there's a God tonight that His Son sits to Him on the right hand side, and He's making intercession for me and you. We ought to thank the Lord that we're in the family tonight. And we ought not badmouth God. We ought to say, Lord, You've been so good to me. I used to go to school, and they laughed at me because what my clothes looked like. Holes in my shoes. Didn't have much. But honey, let me tell you, I'm headed to the city where I'm going to have a royal garment one of these days. And the laughing will be over then, glory to God. Whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad tonight. I'm not going to run around with that crowd that's a bad mouthing God. God's been good to you. God's been good to me. God's been good to America. God's been good to your church. He's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise tonight. Oh, these bad-mouthing Baptists. God ain't a-doing nothing no more. He just said, I'm the Lord and I change not. God ain't went nowhere. We the ones moved off the stump. Hallelujah. God's still in the blessing business. Somebody said, Brother Ken, why you do what you do? Because I want to. Because I get to, Brother Jeff. God's been so good to me. I remember as a little old kid, my daddy wore dentures, and I'll never forget, he's in a hospital just about to die. My mama knocked them things off the table and they broke the floor, and I'll never forget what my old country mama done. She said, honey, let's go and ask the Lord. We've got to get the Lord to help us, and we ain't got the money. Oh, I'm glad I had me a country mama that could call upon the God of this heaven. You say, why you say that? Because I've been blessed from my mother's womb tonight. The greatest blessing of my life is the day the Holy Ghost arrested my heart. Showed me I was a sinner on the way to hell. And I cried out and simply said, Lord, save me. And He did. And I bless Him tonight. I want to say, is it vain to serve God? What about the preaching Baptist? What about prominent bad mouthing? Lord, I'm going to shout hallelujah just because the folks are bad mouthing Him. You say you shout on credit? I sure do. A lot of Sundays. But I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. Is it vain to serve God? About the preaching Baptist, I wasn't going to get this because I didn't want to kill the meat, but I'm going to get it anyhow.
Look, verse 11. What about the poured blessing? He said, now, will a man rob God? They sure will. I pastor some of them. Will a man rob God? I'm going to tell you right now tonight, before the God of heaven, I'm not a God robber. If I go to my grave hungry, I'll go giving him his part. And I ain't never seen his young'uns begging bread. Is it vain to serve God? Well, what about the preaching Baptist? But what about the poured blessing? Now, look here in your Bible. Well, a man robbed God, yet you've robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed you? Tithes and offerings. You say, now, wait a minute now, preacher. Tithing's in the Old Testament. I realize that. What you going to do in verse 6? That's in there too. For I'm the Lord and I change not. Holy unto the Lord. Now watch this. Verse 10. This is your part. Bring ye all the tithe in the storehouse. There may be meat in mine house, and prove me. Now herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He said, there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, my mom and daddy worked public work all their life, but they dropped me off just next door to Grandpa's house. He had about 500 acres there in Middle Tennessee. It's on the prettiest ground you've ever laid your eyes on. He had an old Jersey cow. He'd go to the barn, milk of the morning. I'd get there about milking time. And my job as a little old kid, I'd go down the barn, I'd bring that milk back to Nanny's house. She had a screen door. I can hear it pop right now, that old spring on it. Somebody say amen. She had an old stainless steel milk bucket, and I'd set that thing on the ground. And to the barn, to the house, it was sometimes rough and slippery. And sometimes she'd look there and she'd say, now, honey, I've noticed that there's some milk missing out of the bucket. Said, did you spill it? I say, yes, ma'am, I spilt it. She'd say, well, hon, just be more careful in the morning. But now if I'd said, no, ma'am, I poured it out. She wouldn't have cared if CNN and their trailer was backed up in their yard. She had took a hickory and she'd have taught me the difference in spilling and a pouring. But I want to tell you something tonight. God said, if you'd give unto the Lord, that he wouldn't spill nothing your way. He'd pour it your way. Can I tell you, we got to pour it on God tonight, and he is worthy of all of our praise. Our God does nothing by accident tonight. If you're blessed, it's because he intended on purpose to bless you. And I say glory to you, Lord. Does it pay to serve God? Is it vain to serve God? What about the preaching Baptist he's put in your path? Some of you saints of God's heard some of the finest preachings ever been preached in the Carolinas in the days gone by. But I'm going to tell you something about God. They some good preachers still preaching in this day and this hour. Matter of fact, you've got some of the greatest preachers that stood with the stuff that's a pastor in y'all. Have you ever thought about what it takes for a man of God to keep himself right all these years? See, that don't come by just putting everything on autopilot and on cruise control. A man's got a purpose to keep himself right with God. You got a man of God pastoring you tonight. You ought to thank God that he sent a preaching Baptist your way. Is it vain to serve God? What about the preaching Baptist he sent? What about that poured blessing you've received? What about all that prominent bad mouthing going on he's talking about? But now, from that same crowd, look what the Holy Ghost does in verse number 16. Is it vain to serve God? What about this penned book? And the Bible said, then that they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And now watch your Bible. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. This penned book, the Lord hearkened, got his attention. You want to get God's attention tonight? Just go to bragging on. If your church is about dead, I tell you how to get business to pick up Sunday morning. Just walk in there and don't worry about who's there and who ain't there. And just realize what God's done for you. And just go to waving toward heaven saying, thank you, Lord. Whoop, thank you, Lord. Go to lifting up his son saying, thank you, Lord, for going to Calvary. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for paying the price that I could not pay. And the Lord hearkened when folks got to bragging upon the Lord. You know, when we out here and we walking around with our heads all down, somebody ought to say, the Lord's been good to me. Has the Lord been good to you? Now the Lord has books that he's written about in our Bible. There is the book of the life, we know that. There's a book of Revelation that the Holy Ghost has inspired that whole Bible, me and you got in our lap tonight, to tell us about how good God is and what his son has done. But here's a book of remembrance that's been written. He said, you know what? Now watch this. He didn't write it down for him. He wrote it down for them. I'm glad God's keeping a record tonight. Down on a Monday night, got a little grandboy this week. You know what he said Saturday? He said, Pop, he said, what you going to do Thursday? I said, son, I'm a preaching. He said, where are you preaching, Pop? I said, I'm preaching in the Carolinas. He said, why are you preaching? I said, son, because the Lord's called me and I want to. He said, well, let me ask you, said, reckon you could come to my ball game Thursday? Now, you might not think much of yours, but I think a whole lot of mine. Matter of fact, I got in Friday, and last week was his birthday, and I was running late. And he said, Pop, said, I want this. I want one of them deer targets for my birthday. I said, son, when I get in the weekend, I'm going to go get you one. Well, I just sat down Friday, and I declare, in the door he come. You know what he said? He said, hey, Pop, you bring me that target home. I said, nah, but we're going to get one right now. Amen. That little feller at 7 years old, Brother Tim, I bet he shot 300 arrows Saturday. I got him seven. He'll shoot them seven. He'll put his little bow down. He'll run fine to every one of them. Come back, he'll shoot them seven again. He said, why'd you say that, preacher? I said all that to say this. If God will allow me this Thursday night, I'm going to be here preaching. And while I'm here preaching, Brother Tim, I want to brag on the Lord because he's a writing stuff down that I may be getting missed out on here, but I ain't going to miss out on it there. God's writing down your faithfulness. You may think nobody's paying attention to what you're doing, and ain't nobody a shaking your hand, ain't nobody a saying your name, but you always remember this, there's a record book. I might not get to see old Parker play ball Thursday night. Preacher, I'm a banking on seeing him walk the aisle one morning down Liberty Baptist Church. Said, oh Lord, save me. Somebody said it's vain to serve God. What about that pen book? What about that precious bunch? He said, as soon as he had them stop writing that book, he said, hey, I got some jewels. Ain't you glad God dug us up one day? And there's been times in my life when God's been a knocking and a polishing and a sawing and a hitting. But you always remember this, God's got his jewels in his hand tonight. You ever notice this, your most valued possession? You don't leave it on the fender of the tractor. You don't leave it outside on the window sill. You got it in a safe place. Can I tell you, God's got all of his children in a safe, right in the palm of his. He said, no man shall pluck them out of my hand. Somebody said it's vain to serve God. Has God been good to you? Chapter 4, verse 1. What about this proclaimed burning? For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. There may be a lot of folk disagree on the time of this burning, but I tell you one thing we all better agree on. It's all going to burn. And I'm glad I'll be in safe keeping. Somebody said, it's vain to serve God. Well, I come to tell you tonight, this old flesh may burn up on this world, but I've got a soul and a spirit that'll never burn tonight. For to be absent from the body will be present with the Lord. Verse 2, lastly, is it vain to serve God? Not only the proclaimed burning, but what about the promised benefit? But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. He shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. I want to tell you tonight, there's a brighter day coming. Young people, it does pay to serve God. Mom and daddies, wouldn't you disagree with that begruntled crowd that was bad-mouthing God? God's been good to us. And how my heart yearns for a generation that knows not our God. How my heart is tender tonight for sinners. You may be here and lost without Christ. I'm going to tell you, it does pay to serve God. He takes care of all of his little children. Could we get our piano player to come tonight, Pastor? Would you come, ma'am? You've been so kind to be here tonight. I wish you'd just play something on that instrument for us. I'd like to open these altars up tonight. Some of you, the devil's discouraged you. The devil's told you that God can't do it. But let me tell you, God can do big things tonight. Ma'am, has he done anything for you? Sir? Do you really think it's vain to serve God? He's been so good to us. Tonight, if you're lost, you could get saved if you'd put your faith in Christ. Step out of it as a sinner, realizing you're lost in need of a Savior. Mom and daddies, does your children know that it pays to serve God? Are you bragging on Him? Are you begrudging Him? Has He done anything for you? Won't you come tell Him tonight as we play? Would you come? Would you just mind the Lord, whatever you need to do this evening? Would you simply move out of your seat where you are and say, God, thank you. Thank you for how good you've been to me. Because, Lord, it does pay to serve you. My name is written down yonder in glory, and I want to thank you for that tonight. I want to thank you for the hope that lives in my heart. I want to thank you for the Spirit of Christ that lives in me. Thank you, God, that you showed me grace, you showed me favor. And I thank you, and I praise you.